I don't care how sharp you are, your performance will never measure up to the height of the full stature of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It won't happen. It says, for all have sinned and come short. Even after we accept Christ as our Savior, there are times that we do come short. What are we going to do about those times when we come short? Now, before we are Christians, we have a sin nature. Having a sin nature automatically causes you to do the wrong thing. You are a physical being. Here's your physical body. But you are a spirit being with a soul, mind, will, and emotions. This spirit man before Christ has the nature of sin, the nature of Satan. That's why Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. That's in John chapter 8. You're of your father, the devil. And in 1 John 3, it says, by this we know the children of God and the children of the devil. The devil has children. He fathers children, and they share his nature. And he said to the Pharisees, you're just like your father. He murdered, you're going to murder. You know, we used to expression chip off the old block. Well, unfortunately, the block is Satan. Oh, thank God for the blood that cleanses, the blood that redeems. The word redeem, one of these great R words, means to buy back from the power or authority of another, to buy back, to purchase. And it's translated purchase. We might look at that one time. Let's see. Acts chapter 20. Verse 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock of which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God which he has purchased or redeemed with his own blood. The purchase, the redemption was made by blood. It wasn't made by works. It wasn't made by what you could do. You've been purchased. And redemption is that purchase. Now, if we go back to Romans chapter 3, it talks about a righteousness which is of faith and a righteousness which is by law or works. And the righteousness is which by law is not attainable and was never meant to be fully attained. It was meant to show you that you couldn't attain it. It was meant to point your way to Jesus, to a Savior. Now, we have that same concept in Galatians. This is a very important subject. Galatians chapter 3. Look at verse 23. Before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. The law kept us together, kept us looking heavenward, kept us until the time when Jesus could come and there could be a change in the covenant and the blood could be shed. Now, you know from reading Hebrews that it says the blood of bulls and goats could not remit sin. The word remit means to blot out, but it's more than blotting out. When sins are remitted or blotted out, or you might use the word erased. Now, redemption is purchase. Remission is to blot out. But it's not only the blotting out of sin, it's the elimination of the punishment of sin. And that's very, very important. When sins are remitted, the punishment for your sin has also been eliminated for you. When you step into Christ, believing him as your Savior and your Lord, your sins are blotted out. You're recreated. Another one of the wonderful R words, new creature. We say, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You're recreated. Remission is the blotting out of sin and the elimination of the punishment for your sin. You can do that because Jesus went to hell, faced the devil, took the punishment for the entire world. He blotted out sin and took the judgment. There is always a judgment for sin. The one thing that doesn't change is the wages of sin or death. And the soul that sinneth, he shall die. That's scripture. But Jesus took that punishment so that when we step into him, that punishment is eliminated. We become new creatures. We're recreated. We have his life and his nature. We're no longer children of the devil with the devil's nature. Now we have eternal life, which is the very nature of God. Eternal life does not mean to live forever. It means to possess the life of the eternal one. Sinners are going to live forever, but they don't have eternal life. So to say eternal life is to live forever is very shallow. It is true, but it's not all of the truth. And eternal life is to possess the divine nature. So when you step into Christ, you allow the purchase price that was paid for you to be effective in your life.